Iraqi interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi today issued an appeal for calm following reports that Sunni militants have seized a group of Shiite Muslims in a town south of Baghdad. Shiite officials are saying the militants have threatened to kill the hostages unless Shia move out of the area. NPR correspondent Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Philip, what do you know about this situation?
Well, Shiite officials are saying that more than 100 people have been taken hostage by Sunni militants and have been threatening to kill them unless the Shia leave the area. This is a community about 15 miles south of Baghdad. It's a mixed Sunni-Shia community. But the details are extremely unclear. The Interior Ministry here is not characterizing this as a hostage-taking issue. And indeed, one police official is being quoted as saying that only 3 people have been taken hostage. However, we have just had a statement from the Prime Minister, Ayad Alawi. He's the stand-in prime minister waiting a new government appointment. And he talks of atrocities. He says there have been houses destroyed, there's been kidnapping there and assaults on families. And he's blamed Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
What was it that prompted this confrontation at this time?
It's not clear, but what is clear is that there has been, for a long time, tension within that community and, of course, profound sectarian tension within Iraq between the Sunnis, who dominated under Saddam, and the Shia, who hold the majority and who now have the majority in parliament. And this issue's been today the talk of the newly elected parliament, the National Assembly, where the National Security Minister cited the incidents in this community, which is Madain, it's called Madain, as a larger attempt by extremists to ignite a civil war. So it is being taken extremely seriously here.
Can you briefly describe the situation elsewhere in Iraq today?
Yeah, this comes amid the context of continuing violence in Iraq. We've had 24 people killed in Baghdad yesterday, including 3 American soldiers killed overnight when their base near Ramadi was hit by mortars. And 9 people, including 6 Iraqi policemen, who were killed in a restaurant bombing in Bakuba, north of Baghdad.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thank you very much.
You're welcome.